Hello? Yes. Now I'm about to go onto this call with what's her face? Marta, government hyperledger working group call. Yes. Right. Okay. All right, hang on a minute. Let me just mute.
Hi, this is Sohail Muni from Smart Dubai Government. Is anybody on the call?
Hi, Dr. Sahail. This is Alan Thurlow from IBM.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm very well. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Excellent. Marta is on, but she... Oh, she turned on her mic now.
Yeah. Okay. I was just connecting.
Hi, Marta. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you. How are you doing?
Not bad at all. So where are you these days, located these days?
Currently I'm in London, but I'm based in Cambridge, UK.
I see. Mm. I mean, they meant to say was that you're always traveling, so that's what I was asking.
Yeah, well, I'm still traveling. Going to Berlin next week. How about yourself?
Well, these days very stationary in Dubai, so for a change, that's good.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Is it getting really, really hot already?
It is actually. Now it's getting hot and another 2 to 3 months will be pretty bad. So we are kind of hitting high 40s, so which is bad. So, well, congratulations. After so much planning, finally we have this thing going. So that's a good achievement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very, very happy that we are kicking it off.
Yeah.
Let's wait a few minutes for everyone to join and start sure. 5 past.
Sure, why not?
Hello, this is Rose Schumann from Bright Friend Group.
Hello, hello, Rose. Sorry, we're just waiting for everyone to join, giving like another 3 minutes.
That's great. Thanks, Marta.
Rose, where are you from? Which organization did you say?
Bright Front Group. We are an innovation and technology mainstreaming firm that works with large institutional partners, mostly UN.
Well, I didn't know the internet. So my name is Frank Amalfi from Oracle as well. I joined before. I thought there was going to be a period for announcement.
Well, hello, I'm Marcus from Four Eyes. We're consulting and software development companies.
Welcome, Marcus. Yes, for everyone would like to introduce themselves, please do so. I'll start maybe. My name is Marta Vikarska. I'm director of ecosystem for Hyperledger. And for the next 3 months, I'll be chairing, or maybe less, chairing this group, but we'll go through it in a second. We would like to identify a person who can become a chair as soon as possible. It is not the usual practice for Hyperledger employees to chair groups. These should run through the community. So you have received some emails from me, so you know that you know my email. I am based in Cambridge, UK, so European time zone, but always happy to hop on a call and discuss things with people if you're interested in having some discussion.
Okay. Since everybody's introduced, go ahead.
Hi, this is Ken White, and I'm the Director of Application Development at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. And welcome, Marta, back. I think we met at Consensus briefly.
Yes, we have.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Bobby. I'm from Ledger Academy in Princeton, New Jersey.
I'm Dr. Suhail Munir. I'm the advisor for emerging technologies at Dubai Smart Government and responsible for the Dubai Blockchain Initiative.
And I am Claire Vishik from Intel. I share my time between Austin, Texas and London in the UK.
Welcome, Claire.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Karen Ottoni. I'm on the ecosystem team at Hyperledger with Marta, and I'm based in New York City.
I'm morning or afternoon, wherever you are. I'm John Jordan. I'm executive director in the government of British Columbia, Canada, in Victoria. I'm leading a project we call Verifiable Organizations Network, which is a verifiable credential, decentralized identity-based effort to provide trustworthy credentials for businesses and business people. Right now, we've got a Hyperledger Indy-based implementation that we're planning to go live beta in about 6 or 8 weeks.
Welcome. And that is very exciting. I am looking very much forward to seeing that project.
Hi, I'm Jeff Handler. I'm the Hyperledger lead at PwC UK.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, this is Satoshi here. I take care of Paramount's Emerging Technologies Initiative for the public sector in the U.S.
Hello. Welcome. Hi, this is Alan Thurlow. I'm based in London. I lead government blockchain for IBM globally.
Welcome, Alan.
Hi, everyone. It's Chris Winchesky. I have a startup called BlueShift ID, focusing on identity for children to keep them safe. But I'm officially here as the representative for Sovereign.
Great. Thank you. And welcome.
Hi, I'm Leonard Edwin, an independent consultant working with several small companies here and in France with regards to healthcare and being able to do various things with data on the blockchain. So from artificial intelligence to actually being able to provide, you might say, insights to people, citizens within communities based on data, community data on blockchains, and also in the healthcare industry in Canada, as well as the mining industry and various other industry, you might say, verticals. And also part of Hyperledger.
Indeed, and welcome.
Thanks, Marta.
So would anyone else like to introduce themselves? It's completely optional. We don't expect people to do that if they don't want to.
This is Nate De Niro. I'm the VP of marketing at a company called Ubase. Ubase is essentially a wallet oracle for data. And I'm also a co-chair on the healthcare working group as well.
Welcome, Nate, and thank you for joining. Okay, if that's everyone, let's kick it off. Welcome to the first meeting of Public Sector Working Group. I am very pleased to see such a big attendance. I hope that we will be able to keep that up. As mentioned, I am chairing this group for now, but we would love to identify people who are who would be better suited for that, a person to be precise. Today we have an agenda that I sent out in case you have not heard about it. We have a mailing list to which you can subscribe. I'm assuming that you have because, well, that's how you learn about the meeting. But just in case, I'm typing it into the chat. You can go into lists.hyperledger.org and find appropriate list there. We also have set up a real-time chat on Rocket Chat, where there is a channel, say, public sector. And we would like to use that chat as a real-time communication. I, again, sent a link to the group chat. So we would like to make sure that people utilize this channel to discuss things on more day-to-day basis, share news if you'd like to reach out to other people in the community. We have a wiki page that has currently not much other than the charter proposal, but we would like to keep that wiki as a place where we can share the documents if we produce some documents, ideas, and so on. So if you will want to seek some more information, please go to the wiki. All of the meetings will be recorded and they are stored here. Oops, sorry. That's where all of the meetings and documents will be stored. So you can go to the Google Drive. If you happen to be somewhere in the world where you don't have access to Google Drive, please let me know, and I will take care of that. We may consider kind of shifting things around if people say that this hour particularly is not convenient for a bigger group. Then we will decide to we can move the meeting. Currently, it is set for occurring once every 2 weeks on Fridays at 3 p.m. UK time or 7 a.m. San Francisco time. I know that there's a group that is based in Asia that would like to join those meetings. So we may consider holding meetings on a switch way so that we have once every 2 weeks a meeting that is convenient for American and European time zone, and then once every 2 weeks a meeting that is more convenient for the Asian group and Europe. We are all subject to antitrust policy. So all Hyperledger community meetings require that we display that antitrust policy at the beginning of meeting. I have not created any slides for today, so I will just put a link into the chat. And you can review the antitrust policy there. I would also tell you that if you do not feel comfortable speaking or having your voice recorded, please don't speak up, because this meeting is recorded. So Linux Foundation meetings involve participation by industry competitors, and it is the intention of the Linux Foundation to conduct all of its activities in accordance with applicable antitrust and competition laws. It is therefore extremely important that attendees adhere to the meeting's agendas and be aware of and not participate in any activities that are prohibited under applicable U.S. federal U.S. state, federal, or foreign antitrust and competition laws. Examples of these types of actions that are prohibited at Linux Foundation meetings and in connection with Linux Foundation activities are described in the Linux Foundation antitrust policy, available at www.linuxfoundation.org/antitrust policy. If you have questions about these matters, please contact your company counsel, or if you are a member of the Linux Foundation, feel free to contact Andrew Abdegrove of the firm of Gemster Abdegrove LLP, which provides legal counsel to the Linux Foundation. With that, I think that we have all covered in terms of chores and caveats. I would like to ask you to review the I am copying the doc or putting into the chat again the link to the charter proposal that was accepted by a technical steering committee. So I would like to ask if you have any questions or comments around about that, and if you'd like to discuss this topic. So discuss the charter and the plans for the working group.
I have, Marta, this is Sohail Munir. I have two points with regards to, two suggestions with regards to the charter. And I have one, so those are basically in the plans. One of the key areas that we found when bringing everything on blockchain was policies. So from a government standpoint, policies and policy framework, and that's something which we're working on. And we would certainly love to learn more from what others and other jurisdictions are doing in that area. So maybe a collaborative effort on the policies for blockchain, that's one area I wanted to see. And the other, of course, was for this group and forum to see where we can collaborate on some cross-border POCs or pilots and identify those as opportunities to work together on. So those were two areas I would like to add to the objectives in the charter, or the scope in the charter, I should say.
Yes, I've seen this this proposal, and I have just now accepted the changes to the document. So for people who cannot view or see the working group application, which is also the charter, the way that it works is that the working group application, once accepted by the TSC, becomes the charter. So the activities of public sector working group include identifying related use cases, current pilots and proofs of concept, identifying collaboration opportunities for cross-border use cases and proofs of concepts, benchmarking and developing blockchain policy framework and guidelines, sharing stories of success, failures, opportunities and challenges, exploring cross-cutting concerns like security, privacy, and identity in government context, identifying existing or needed common critical software components that would serve in the particular needs of the public sector, identifying conferences and other opportunities to connect face-to-face, as well as submit talks and or present at an event. So this is the scope, and I would be curious to hear what people here think about it.
I think it makes sense. Maybe it would be helpful if we exchanged within this framework messages about the opportunities where that we are familiar with. Well, I can start. I am collaborating with the European blockchain, also with ETC. There are several events, one of them next week, associated with the policy space. We also have a working group in a consortium, Trust in Digital Life, that is focusing on policy issues, especially privacy. So they will run an event at the European Parliament in October, and the representatives from this group are cordially invited to join. Well, I am also a co-chair of the IEEE MAN, I'm CSM, for blockchain that is tasked specifically with organizing events, and I would appreciate your suggestions for the events of interest to this group that we could organize under IEEE. And there are several other things that I'm engaged in that I could put in a message to see if this group might be interested in pursue any of them.
Yes, Claire, thank you. I think this is a great great set of events and opportunities. I would suggest that you try sending an email to the mailing list so that people who are not on this call, as well as people who are on this call but may not be able to take notes, could see and attend the events.
Another thing that comes to mind, there is a new task group in the biggest European policy think tank, SEPS, on blockchain that just started. Some of Hyperledger participants are also participants there. I don't know what kind of synergies we can have with the resulting report that is likely to be well used, but also something to be aware of.
This is very interesting. I would appreciate if you could send me some more information about that.
Sure. Well, it only had one meeting. It just started, so it's a good time for at least some representatives from Hyperledger to join as well.
Yes, absolutely. Are there any other comments to the proposal, or would you like to see some additions to that? I see the collaborative on policies showing up as a title. I'm not sure what that means, and what would people expect. So I would appreciate some clarification from Bobby. I guess Bobby is not on, so.
No, I'm here, sorry about that. That was a mistake, I apologize. You can just delete that, okay. I'll get rid of it now. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Thanks.
Okay, well, so any other comments or ideas for what we should be working on, or this is a good set of use case or good scope? For people on this call.
A request to recirculate the charter. I haven't seen it for a while, so it would be good.
Sure, I put it into the chat here in the Zoom room. So the last link okay. With ZIM is the charter.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so if there are no other suggestions, of course the document is available and you can always go and review it or propose changes and so on. I would like to ask you, how do you imagine, or what would be the right plan for action? How can we best make sure that we make the best out of this group, given that the scope is to identify the use cases and opportunities of collaboration and share success stories? Would you be open to submit proposals for talks, so that every meeting we can hear from one person on what they're doing and how they are developing some of the blockchain applications in public sector?
Hi, Marta, this is Ken White, and I think that would be really valuable just to share amongst ourselves what's going on and lessons learned. Where possible, I think, you know, we all work for, you know, public agency, so some things can't be disclosed, but I think it'd be really beneficial to hear what's happening out there from my perspective.
I can, this is Suhail Muni from Smart Dubai. I can volunteer, we can share what Dubai had done. We had a strategy of 2 years ago to bring all transactions in the city on blockchain by 2020. So we have kind of done some work in that area. So I can certainly volunteer to share, to present what we have, how we started and what we have achieved so far. And we are kind of, I shouldn't say stuck, but now looking forward as to what's the way forward. And that's where certainly we would like to collaborate and explore a lot of different ideas.
Great. That's great, and thank you for that, Dr. Suhail. I will not call you out to do it today, so I'll let you prepare something, and for the next call, it would be wonderful if you could share some of your experiences. And everyone else who would like to present, I suggest that you send me an email, and we will get you scheduled for a call so that you can prepare something and present to the rest of the group. Are there any other volunteers right now, or should I give you a chance to think about it?
Yeah,
Okay, if there are no other volunteers. Another thing that I worked very well with other other groups was to run a poll survey to identify use cases and pilots and so on and so forth, so that we know what are the main topics of interest for the group and where would we like to focus our efforts, because of course there is no point in just running around. So what are the topics specifically that why did you join this group? What are you looking for to get out of it? Well, yes, that's my question.
So this is Ken again. I'm trying to just gauge where our peer organizations are with respect to successes, lessons learned, and things like that, so we can all, you know, help and learn from each other with this exciting emerging technology.
This is Rose here. Do you want to go first, Mark? Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. This is Rose from Brightfront. Just sort of in terms of organizing the types of things on the charter here right now, I think there's at least four typologies of types of activities and modes, and it might be interesting to think about how we want to structure that. If you look at that list, you can pretty much put everything into one of four categories. One is essentially repositories of information that already exists, so calendars, events, frameworks, use cases, and whatnot, which may be links to better already organized libraries or might be building them out, but is essentially a reference function. Second is collaboration and co-creation opportunities. So you see project collaboration or framework development sort of falling under that. So an activity or an active work project that has a specific outcome that may be ongoing or delimited in time, but a functional collaboration. Second to last is talks and social, so that peer learning and that socializing and figuring out who we are, each other in this network. And then last of all, there's technical guidance to improve the Hyperledger framework in general, which is a very technical specific activity. And perhaps, I mean, be interested in people's feedback, but it seems to be slotting into those four types of modes. And be interesting to think about how to organize maybe in light of that kind of labeling system.
I think this is a very interesting way of looking at it, and I think that it makes a lot of sense. I would like to hear the group's opinion.
Yes, hi, this is Leonard. Yes, I think it's a very good organizational framework we could start looking at. You know, sort of base camp. We need frameworks and standards to ensure that we're all successful from every perspective. Because this is a public forum, and it seems to represent an international, you might say, feel or flavor of people or enterprise interests that we have to look at. So I think, Marta, based on what you said, the use cases as they do come in from the different consortia and groups, as proposed, we can look at it and see how we can categorize them, because at the end of the day, if, for example, there are 100 POCs or MVPs, minimum viable products that different companies want, we can only choose a subset, and therefore categorization within that framework that this honorable lady has just suggested would really help us plan and organize and move forward. So I think these are very good suggestions.
Thank you, Leonard. Are there any more comments or suggestions?
Hey, Marta, this is Nate. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to ask, you know, if someone has code or something like that that they want to contribute to the organization, what does the process look like that for that? You know, let's say we've got code that's not necessarily rising to the level of being an entire working group, right? Like a sawtooth or a fabric. What is the process for that? Or is there a document that outlines how to do it?
There is a document, and I'll send it to the mailing list so that you can follow it. We have something that is called Hyperledger Labs. Hyperledger Labs is devoted to hosting projects that are not full-blown or fully-fledged framework, but rather something that has an is just a beginning. So think of it as pre-incubation or maybe some kind of an application built on top of some of the other frameworks. So for instance, let's say a wallet built for Hyperledger Fabric or Hyperledger Sources. That's all what labs are for. The process there is to first identify a maintainer or code maintainer or one of the technical steering committee members, so the group of 12 that lead Hyperledger in terms of technical aspects, and identify a person who would be your sponsor into the lab, so someone who would vet for you. And once you have that person, you write a proposal and submit it to the stewards of the labs so that they can accept that code.
Okay. I mean, and that's why I was kind of asking, like, even if it's something that's germane to existing, I guess that's a good idea, or the way that's
done. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad that you like it.
Yes, I approve.
Great. Rose, I have a question for you. Would you be open to working on the survey that we could run among the group so that people can share topics of interest and plans of interest, and we can kind of work out from there into those four categories, how do these topics fit?
And yeah, I'd be happy to, that? I'd happy to, yeah, this is Rose. Yeah, sure, Martha, I'd be happy to collaborate on that and start to think about how it could be structured and maybe just bounce it back and forth with you and anybody else who would like to be involved with it, if there is anyone. But happy to take that typology framework as a way to organize our group discussion and figure out who we are and where our interests sit collectively.
That is great. And of course, I will be happy to work with you on that. And thank you for taking this up. Of course, it is open to anyone. So if anyone else would like to get involved with creating that survey, please let me or Rose know. Okay, I guess no volunteers for now.
I can work with Rose on that. So Haley.
Okay, great.
Thank you. I can help also.
Oh, wonderful! Thank you.
Okay. How do we wish to best find each other? Should we do it through the chat, or
Yes.
What's the best mechanism?
Well, so I think that the communication should go through email. That will be more convenient than chat.
Okay.
But please send an email, Rose. If you could send an email introducing yourself on the mailing list, and that way Dr. Sahil and Bobby will be able to reach you and start collaborating. And then anyone else who was not on the call will also be able to kind of volunteer to help you with that.
Perfect. Will do.
Thank you. Now, for other activities, I think that this will start to work on it. In the group, and we will then be able to identify what are the best ways. Also, in terms of conferences and other opportunities to connect face to face, I would like to point out that Hyperledger is organizing a Hyperledger Global Summit in Basel in December. And we still have call for papers open for another month, so that if you would like to submit, we have both business and technical tracks, and if you'd like to submit a proposal for a paper to present at this conference, where we expect about 1,200 attendees, both technical and non-technical, I would highly recommend submitting a paper. We can also think about the submitting a paper collectively as a group and working on some kind of a presentation from the group side. What do you think about that? About submitting as a group, or would you prefer submitting separately? Hello, sorry, the person who is speaking right now is unfortunately very unheardable, so if you could repeat.
Okay, this is Suhail Munir. So I would suggest maybe we can do that as a group if we can identify a couple of areas which should be presented, and then different group members can actually contribute to that.
Great. What would be interesting topics? Does anyone have an interesting topic or an idea for what this talk would look like, or what should be the topic of this call of this talk?
I think it would be interesting to hear the actual use cases, which are really done and not in a prototype state, and also the policy input we heard at the beginning would be interesting probably for others to know as well.
Okay. I would say impact of blockchain on public sector transformation, what blockchain is in kind of what blockchain is enabling when it comes to public sector digital transformation.
I think we can combine the two. Sorry. I wanted just to say that we can combine the two, because impact on public sector from blockchain will include discussing some of the use cases or deployments that have been done. Is that something that resonates with you, or no?
A question. What is the timeline, Marta, for the paper submissions, both the proposal for the paper as well as the actual paper itself? And what is the expected length of these papers? Is any of that known?
Yes, it is known. I am just looking for it. So the submission deadline is July 13th. So we still have over a month. Here is the link to call for papers. I put it into the chat. And let me just read it to the people who can't access it now. Hyperledger Global Forum will offer a unique opportunity for more than 1,200 users and contributors of Hyperledger projects from across the globe to meet, align, plan, and hack together in person. The CFP opened in February, closes on 13th of July. and the notifications will be sent out on September 11th. Now, as for the call for papers, one thing is you can submit a case study. To the further along the production, the better, and focusing on what is real. Then we can also submit an industry panel or a breakout session. We can also submit a proposal for a workshop. Then suggest, we have a set of suggested business topics and suggested technical topics, but obviously this is a community conference and we can so kind of submit anything. A sample submission the submission should consist of an abstract. The breakout sessions are about 40 minutes in length, and the panel discussion should contain...
Marta, can I just stop you there? There's about two people on the phone that aren't muted. Looks like one in United Arab Emirates. I mean, we can almost not hear the speakers because there's so much background noise, so...
Thank you, Nate. Dr. Sofiel, would you be able to mute yourself?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. There are the breakout sessions are typically 40 minutes in length. And if we would like to submit a proposal for a panel, we need to make sure that we have one moderator and at most four panelists for a panel. A think tank is a discussion forum where there will be some facilitating, but only for 20% of the time, and then 80% is audience interaction, so it's more open. Then we have an opportunity to submit a workshop that is a facilitated discussion around deployments, and the topic of the workshop should be introduced by one person and up to three additional facilitators, and that will give the attendees topics for a discussion. Then attendees will break out into smaller groups to discuss, share, and share their experience and thoughts with one another that will culminate in a report out back to the group with a summary of lessons learned, next steps, and best practices. We also have a demo theater where people can showcase their particular Hyperledger powered applications in a lightning talk format, so 10 to 15 minutes. As I said, there are two categories, business and technical, and we need to submit an abstract of what we will be presenting at the event. Then there's a part which talks about how the content of the presentation will help better the Hyperledger and open source ecosystem. Then we need to specify the experience level, so beginner, intermediate, advanced, or any, and any technical requirements that would be needed for this session. So basically an abstract that is not defined in terms of the length. Yes, I'm checking that, but no, there is no definition of how long the abstract should be.
Well, Marta, hi, this is Leonard. I think that sounds like the first project we should all work on to put together, you might say, a structured plan for that particular event, because there's lots of interesting topics based on, you might say, our existing interests within the group, within the public sector group. So in terms of content, based on use cases, POCs, other areas of interest, certainly we do have the content that we can now focus and format to put together a 1 hour, you might say, presentation, broken down into the different categories you've just mentioned. So I think that's a project if we start working on now in 4 weeks' time, we could be ready for submission in July. So that sounds to me of great interest.
Great. I think you're very much right, Leonard. So who would like to take a lead and a first crack on you know, what would be the topics and initiate an email discussion?
Hey, Marta, this is Rose here from Breakfront. I wonder if this might be something that could be folded into the survey as the areas of interest that people want to work on would naturally probably overlap heavily with what we would want to present towards the end of the year. I wonder what other people think about maybe using the survey as a mechanism to gauge interest and also to perhaps put a bit of a timeline behind getting some of our outputs put together so that we could do two things at once with this. What do people think?
I think it's a great tool, Rose, and it will certainly accelerate us, you might say, our start off the block, so to speak. No, very good idea.
I think it's a good idea. Marta, I have one more suggestion. And this is also with regards to putting you on the spot also. I know that you have been doing some work on the identity. And when we talk about public sector transformation, digital identity plays a key role. And blockchain, in a way, enables new possibilities with digital identity. So around that space, could be a possible topic to work on also. And that's putting you on the spot because that's an area where you were working on also.
Yes, and Leonard is also very involved in the identity working group. Are there other participants here that have been attending the identity working group calls?
Marta, if I could just add to that, identity is a very hot topic throughout the world. You have the United Nations, you have R3 and many other consortia working on a possible solution which must have an international flavor because blockchain is global. So you can have Pierre's nodes sitting in many different jurisdictions around the world, and therefore identification or privacy becomes a great issue, whether it's within the UK or Europe generally, North Africa, Latin America, the US. So it's something that needs to be looked at globally in terms of understanding the requirements for a use case. And that's where R3, as well as the United Nations for refugees, and any people who are marginalized in society around the world. So I think we need to pull in what's happening in these various areas so we can have a very holistic view of what these requirements and use cases for identity should be. And it's definitely will be a digital identity that is distributed and is also self-owned by individuals. So literally you can decide on how changes get made. You know, someone changes status from being single to married, and in many different categories where status can change, needs to be maintained by the individual. So that's a very good topic. I'm not sure who proposed it. The voice sounds familiar. But yes, definitely that should be on the agenda because many parts of the world, including the United Nations, are grappling with identity today. I think that's a very good suggestion.
Yes, that was Dr. Sohail that suggested that. And you are very much right that it's a must. So any other topics or ideas for now, or we will move to the survey?
Let's move to the survey, I guess.
Yeah, since I don't hear any more ideas or topics. So I think that we have a good action plan and ideas for where to move from here. To recap, Rose will send out some invitation to collaboration on the survey, and we will include into the survey topics for the call for paper or for the submission to Hyperledger Global Summit. And we will aim to work as a group on that. We should identify or please volunteer if you'd like to take a lead on preparing that submission so that we have a clear ownership of that. Bobby has already sent out to the chat, in case you didn't notice, an idea for the survey. So
Martha, this is Sohail again. So I'll volunteer for the putting the document together with everybody's input.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Sohail. Yeah, for the submission. Great. So also, I would request you as or ask you as I asked Rose to send an email to the mailing list so that people know whom to contact if they would like to collaborate on that topic proposal. And we should work towards for the next meeting, which will be in 2 weeks' time, same time, to already have the survey answered. Given that you know time will be moving, so you will have hopefully a week for answering the survey, and then we can look at the answers from it and prepare some kind of a proposal. Does that sound good to you, or would you like to change something? Okay. Any other comments from other members on the call or participants on the call?
Well, Marta, I'd just like to say thank you for helping us focus on what are the first deliverable of our wonderful public sector group is and how it can contribute to initiatives around the world. I think we all have a vested interest in that. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your kind words. So I will encourage everyone. Yes, sorry. I guess that was a missed dial. So I would encourage everyone to share any kind of news or any kind of topics that you find interesting. If you read an article, please share it with the group through the mailing list or through the chat so that we keep in touch over the next 2 weeks and are kind of excited and to know what is happening in this space. If there are no other topics or any other comments, I would give you all back 6 minutes of your life.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
there are
everyone.
No other topics. Thank you and have a great day.
Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Looking forward. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello? Is there anybody on the call? Hi, is there anybody there?
Yes, it's not.